Finding calm in conflict. Applying Bible verses about anger to heated conversations. Pretending you're fine isn't the same as being at peace. Everyone wants to be calm, but few admit how hard it is when frustration takes over. The Bible doesn't ignore that reality, but it can help us redirect it. Find support in this article from these helpful Bible verses about anger. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9. NIV. This verse isn't popular because it's blunt, but it's honest. Anger left unchecked becomes a habit, not a single action. The cost is that you lose peace, patience, and the ability to hear God's voice clearly. Every harsh word builds distance between you and the calm you're meant to carry. Yet, if we were just to look closely, many other powerful Bible verses about anger don't teach you to stay quiet, but can guide you on how to speak peace into tense moments. Suppressing anger versus surrendering it to God. It's easy to talk about patience until someone tests yours. Unfortunately, suppression only keeps anger alive under the surface, while surrender releases it. Another verse from the book of Psalms warns, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath, do not fret. It leads only to evil doing." Psalm chapter 37, verse 8, NASB. That's not about denial, it's about direction. Suppression says, "I'll deal with it later." Surrender says, "God, I trust you with this now." When you hand over your frustration, you're not losing control, you're choosing freedom. Many practical Bible verses about anger don't tell you to erase emotion. They teach you how to manage it. Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23 lists self-control as a fruit of the Spirit, right alongside love and peace. That means calm isn't a personality trait, but rather a spiritual practice. Self-control doesn't mean silence. It means choosing words that heal instead of harm. When you respond with patience, you're showing strength that doesn't need to shout. Some verses even challenge modern habits. This, you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. James chapter 1, verse 19, NASB. These verses aren't just ancient wisdom. They're practical tools for modern communication that help you if you apply them to your daily situations. Applying Bible verses about anger in real conversations. Try these steps when a conversation starts to heat up. Pause before replying. Give your thoughts a chance to catch up with your emotions. Ask what the other person truly means. Listening builds understanding, not agreement. Pray for calm before continuing. Even a short prayer can reset your tone. End with grace, not defense. You don't have to win to walk away with peace. Faith doesn't erase conflict, it reshapes how you handle it. When you speak with humility and patience, you invite peace into the conversation. Practice these faith-based communication skills that can help easily diffuse rising tension. Respond slowly. Quick words rarely heal. Use empathy. Ask yourself how your words will land before you say them. Seek restoration, not victory. Winning an argument rarely wins a heart. When you apply these principles, you're not just quoting Bible verses about anger, you're living them. You're showing that true calm wisdom in action. Conflict will always exist, but peace is a choice. Scripture reminds you that peace begins with surrender, not silence. Christian Anger Management Counseling in Huntington Beach. If anger has been affecting your relationships or your sense of spiritual balance, consider reaching out for professional counseling. A counselor listed on this platform can help you get to the real root of your pain and frustration and help you apply these truths in practical ways. Reach out to an anger management therapist in Huntington Beach, California. Contact our reception team at Huntington Beach Christian Counseling to start a conversation that leads to lasting calm.